Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Sechelle's comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn! Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Hello there, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to another episode of The Brew Ha Ha. On today's episode, we will check in with Milk It reporter extraordinaire Michelle Pham, a.k.a. Phammers. She is hitting the streets of the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. She just saw the short film, Fight for Your Right, Revisited, and she will give us all of the juicy details. We also have our boy Troy, the artist formerly known as Smooth. Now his name is Troy, period. He was a guest on a past episode of the Brouhaha. Today he will be a contestant on 20 questions. But before we do all of that, just something small to give you on this episode of the Brouhaha while we await the game of 20 questions and Michelle live from Park City, Utah. I was listening to music recently, as I do every day. And I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the mashup artist known as Girl Talk. I mean, you should know who he is. He has 3 albums out. The hipsters love him. An underground sensation. Representing the great city, Pittsburgh, PA. And he pretty much starred in the film Rip. I think it was Rip, a Remixer's Manifesto. R period, I period, P period. If you have not seen that film yet, go see it. If you haven't seen the film, exit through the gift shop. Go see it, people. Anyway, I was listening to, let me clear my throat for a second. That's probably where the hip-hop artists got it, because their throat wasn't cleared. Let me clear my throat! But I was listening to Girl Talk's latest album, All Day. Came out late last year. My favorite song on the album just happens to sample a Beastie Boys song. Is it coincidence? You tell me. So if you have not heard this girl talk, if you have not heard this girl talk track, listen up right now. It is called Jump on Stage, and of course, it features the Beastie Boys.
Resume is risky business in the AA. And I've been witness to this history ever since the 10th grade. We went from rock and brace to temp phase. I twist my A-head to the side just for style. Or throw on the Gucci bucket with the fly, super fly. Wow, the Southern pride been known to shut it down. It ain't so country though, nigga, this ain't no Goma Pile. I'm Sergeant Slaughter, I keep my shit cooked to altar in order to satisfy my people in Georgia and cross the water. And across the border, the essays are getting smarter. They got flour for tortillas and lettuce for enchiladas. If you follow, wink, wink, no doubt we don't speak in a blink. Them folks can have you sleeping in the clink. I'm shitting on niggas and peeing on the seat. It's the nigga, the B-I-G-B-O-I-O-U-T. Now party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the loose up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double-fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. I'm double-fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Party people in the club, it's time to cut a rug. And throw the loose up in the sky just for the shutter buzz. I'm double-fisted and you empty, you can grab a club. Boy, stop, I'm just playing, boy, stop.
Now this goes out to all my players in the back, sipping yak, getting round corners in the lack.
Get me clubbing. Oh. Get up, get up, get up.
Do that shit, oh. Do that shit.
I wish I was like 6'9" so I can get with Lyoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go. Even in my dreams, I got scheme of ways to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Tag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble, got hit with a bottle, been in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you live in in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick got sick to my stomach, overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 quarter. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 quarter.
He's phony, she's fake, that's the type of people I hate.
Love it. You got Skee-Lo on there. You got ODB behind Radiohead. And then you've got the Beastie Boys. Little Hey Ladies. And just some foreshadowing for the game of 20 questions that is coming up next.
Welcome back to Oscilloscope Sports Team Barbecue Talk. I am Dan Harper. And to my left is
Hank Kingsley.
None other than, yes.
Yo, you know who I'm living with right about here, right? Beastie Boys. Yep. Full effect right about now. I got my Mella over here, Mike D. Cool Ad-Rod. MCA. Hurricane got clouds. Knocking suckers' heads out. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
All right.
pretty good.
All right. Dave Macadosian.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're listening to The Brouhaha.
We are back on The Brouhaha, now joined by Troy, period. He was a he was a guest on a past episode of The Brouhaha. Today he comes to us as a contestant on 20 Questions. And if you look back at Brouhaha history, there's only been one person who was guest and contestant, that being Prof. D. And when he was a contestant, he actually went to question number 20.
Prof. D went to question 20?
He went to question 20.
Did I miss that one?
What's that? You have to go back and listen.
What episode?
It was the biggest Beastie Boys letdowns.
Oh yeah. I don't think, I might not have gotten to that one yet.
Well, I spoiled it for you then.
That's nuts.
So, yeah. You know, according to tradition, you should go far. And there's some business we have to talk about.
Let's take care of it.
Since you appeared on The Brouhaha, I was going to say you gave birth to your son, but your wife actually gave birth to your son, and he is with you right now. He is not sleeping.
No, he's not sleeping.
No, why? Is he excited that his daddy is on The Brouhaha?
Well, yeah, he keeps looking off the phone. Like, he can hear different things going on, so... he's probably pretty psyched about it.
Now, you sent me a picture a while back where he was wearing a onesie and it said Beastie Baby. Did you Photoshop that, or is that an actual Beastie onesie?
That's a Beastie onesie. A good friend of mine got us that. It's sweet. It's a black long sleeve onesie with the Beastie Baby what font would that be? Would that be the Check Your Head font? No, not Check Your Head. It'll be License to
Ill font, I think. Because it was sort of it was an Arial looking font, if I remember correctly. It was cool.
Yeah,
it was cool. Now, do you know where your friend got it?
You know, I can't remember. She told me somewhere on the line, but I can't remember.
But let me say, that was one of the coolest baby pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we have fun.
And then also, a lot of people don't know this. Well, our friends know that for years, we have traded mixtapes back and forth.
Yeah.
And I recently got one from you. And I believe that is your son's ear on the liner notes or on the album cover.
Yeah, definitely. I needed a quick graphic for the front of that. And literally grabbed a picture of his ear that morning and put it right into Photoshop and I slapped a little color on it and just made it look a little bit more abstract, and that's the deal.
It's nice. It's called 2010 in Sound. Back in the day when we would trade mixtapes, not only would we take weeks making these things, but then we would take a week writing a review of the mixtape. I know we haven't done that in a while because we've both been busy, but I listened to 2010 in Sound, and let me just say that I really like the second half of it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, when I sent it up, I kind of figured that would be your half.
But you arranged it in that fashion, right? Because it starts off slow and then it builds up throughout.
Yeah. And I definitely noticed, like, over the years, it's funny how our musical interests, like, I've definitely heard the first half of that. Like, that's somewhere where I don't think you've really gone.
Right.
You know, in that direction. But and you definitely, like, with your free for all. The most recent free-for-all with your, there's definitely crossovers on that too, so.
Yeah, and if fans don't know what we're talking about, every year I put out a CD called, the free-for-all is the show I used to do in college, but I put out the best songs of each year, and they're usually sort of mid-tempo to up-tempo songs from rock and hip-hop. And there's some crossover, because you put Sleigh Bells on this mix. Janelle Monáe almost made my year-end mix, but she just missed the cut.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last song, I was excited because I saw the band name, Cracker Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started singing, I thought, it sounds like they're saying potty time instead of party time. And then I looked at the title. They are saying potty time.
That's right, yeah.
It's a song about kids going poo.
Yeah, that's right. It's a kids. It's from a kids' album. A really cool kids. Like kind of like an indie kids' album.
Yeah. So I like it's how like fatherhood. I like how fatherhood has inspired your mixtape making.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good song though. Potty
yeah,
time.
I love it.
Potty Time by Cracker Jackson. And then for fans at home wondering what the slower songs were, it was Futile Devices by Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
Our Father in Heaven from Derek Webb. I couldn't pronounce the one by Jonesy.
Yeah, I don't know Jonesy either. That's the lead singer from Sigur Rós.
Yeah.
I don't ever know how to pronounce those.
And then Paradise Circus by Massive Attack. And then the Mumford and Sons Awake My Soul was nice. And then I think that's where the album, well, maybe it turned the corner after the Katie Herzig Beautiful
yeah.
Inside. Yeah, and then that's when it turned the corner and it got more up-tempo. But I enjoyed it, and I listened to it.
Yeah.
So,
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so are you ready to play 20 questions?
Yes, let's do it. I'd like to first just let it be known that I am not a trivia, BC Boy trivia freak. I'm just a guy that listens to their music every once in a while, so.
And in all fairness, because I wanted to get this episode out, because Sundance is happening right now and I have somebody on the scene, I asked, like last night, if Laver 1969 could do 20 questions. And he's like, Jim, I would do it. I have 4 kids and there's a million things going on today. So I needed someone on the fly. And Troy, I got you. You have a kid. Yes. No diss to you, but Laver, he's got 3 more.
Yeah, no, I have no idea how he would do that. My kid right now is laying on my lap, squirming around like a cat or a dog going crazy down here. So I'm going to do my best to focus. I'm really going to focus. I'm holding his hand right now.
All right.
Giving me,
but there's kind of like, there's no pressure now because you're
right,
a substitute contestant. Your son's
definitely
there. You've
no
got to go in a little bit. So you do what you do. Start the music. Question number 1. Name the Beastie Boys music video that includes a mariachi band and a love scene featuring Mike D.
Oh, now hold on. Do I have any, like, phone a friend or...
If you get stumped along the way, you'll have 3 multiple choice options.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm thinking, hey, ladies.
Don't think too hard, Troy. Don't think too hard about these first 5 questions.
All right, I remember the one episode of the book with I can't remember who it was. I'm going with the gut, so I guess I'm going with my gut. I'm going on Hey Ladies.
Hey Ladies is correct.
Good.
Question number 2: What Beastie Boy album preceded, and that means came before, the Mix Up?
Right. Came before the Mix Up. That would be To the 5 Boroughs.
To the 5 Boroughs.
Final answer.
Is correct. Question number 3. This is called Which Song Am I? Could be a little tricky. We'll see. Especially with the baby squirming in your lap. Ad Rock runs a marathon. MCA cooks stir fry. Mike D, he got an A from Kool Moe Dee. Which song am I?
Yeah, you know, it's like right on the tip of my tongue. And I feel like it's a song that this underground hip-hop band from Pittsburgh used to perform live.
They did.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm just so bad with, like, lyrics and song names because, you know, I just put a CD in and I never... Oh, man, okay. I'm going to think that it's... Oh, my goodness.
Are you playing with me?
No, I'm not at all. I'm so bad. And I feel like I can't tell if it's alive or if it's the video from the first video of the 2 to 5 Boroughs.
How about me, you, and Tori dressed up like this for one Halloween?
Oh my gosh, that's too much of a clue. I was way off. All right, I'm going to say Intergalactic.
Intergalactic is correct.
My mind is mush.
See, Mike D got an A from OD for sticking to themes.
Yeah.
But it was kind of tricky because I didn't word it how they were in the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Ad Rock, he runs the, I run the marathon till the very last mile.
Yeah.
All right, question number four. This one could be tough right. now, and I'm not going to give you, well, okay. and you still have multiple choice too, Troy.
Right, right, right.
All right. And this is a long question, and I'll get to it right now. Here we go. On Public Enemy's seminal sophomore album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, they poke fun and reword the title of a popular Beastie Boys single. Years later, the Beastie Boys would use the title of that track in a lyric in Right Right Now Now. What is it?
So you want the lyric from Right Right Now Now?
Basically, give me the title of the track on It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Do you want the track from the Public Enemy track?
Yes. Or okay. or you could give me the Beastie Boy lyric in Right okay. Right Now Now. Maybe the most long-winded question in the history of the brouhaha right here.
Well, I'm thinking that the song that they had to make fun of was definitely had to be, oh my goodness. Here we go again with song titles. You know what I'm saying?
I know. That's tough.
I'm thinking that it has to be Fight For Your Right.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The Public Enemy song, and this is a cassette tape that I heard, It's a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, but again, I'm going to go with multiple choice.
Okay. A, Party For Your Right to Fight. B, She Watched Channel Zero. C, Bring the Noise. Or D, Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos. You're going to go with?
I'm not going to go with A. I'm going to go with either.
Wait, you're not going to go with A?
Well, are we looking for the Public Enemy song?
The Public Enemy song. That poke fun at the Beastie Boy song, which was used again in Right Right Now Now.
And what was the name of that Public Enemy song, A?
A, Party For Your Right to Fight.
Oh, Party For Your Right to Fight.
Yeah,
okay.
Party For Your Right to Fight.
I'm going with A.
You are correct. Party For Your Right to Fight. And then the Beastie Boys bring it back in Right Right Now Now when Ad Rock utters that in a lyric. All right, we move on to question number five. I know I told fans I would never help people like I did with Say Adams. And I don't think... No, you got it. All right, anyway, question number five. During the stop down, in the live version of To Check It Out, when Mike D asked fans to watch his finger, what lyric directly follows fresh
attire?
Attire is correct. We move on to question number six, and you have two multiple choice options left. Number six, in what song does Ad Rock not spell his name? Pass the Mic, So What You Want, or Alive?
It's number two, B.
So What You Want?
Yes, yeah, So What You Want.
You are correct. He does not give an A-D-R-O-C-K.
Okay, and the face of your face is going all the way.
Yes, he does not do that in So What You Want. And then I think in the Alive video, not only does he spell it out, but he kind of spells it out with his hands too, taking it to another level.
Yeah.
All right, question number seven. At the 1998 MTV Video Music Awards, the Beastie Boys were awarded with the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Who presented them with the award? You were at my house when this happened.
Seriously?
Yeah, we watched it at my house.
Wow. I'm definitely going to have to get multiple choice here.
Multiple choice. The second time you used multiple choice.
It's going to be confusing. I know it's going to be confusing.
It is. It gets a little tougher. A, Beck. B, Chuck D. C, Biz Markie. Or D, Ryan Seacrest.
Okay. I can't imagine. All right, I'm just going, and don't try to change my mind. I'm going Chuck D. Final answer.
Chuck D, you are correct. We move on to question number eight. And this is as far as we got during the last game of 20 questions.
All right.
On the cover of Hello Nasty, what Beastie Boy is sitting in the middle of the sardine can? You have a 33.333333 chance at getting this right. Obviously, no multiple choice because, you know.
Yeah.
One of three Beastie Boys. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
And without looking, I don't know if you have any posters up on the wall or albums laying out.
I'm going to go with... I'm thinking that it's not Ad Rock. I'm thinking that it's, for some reason, I'm just really feeling like it's MCA. So I'm going to go MCA final answer.
MCA is correct. We move on to question number 9. This could be tough. What is the closing track on To the Five Boroughs? AKA the last song on the album.
All right, I have one multiple choice left. I need to use it now. I have no idea.
The thing is, in 2004, I think you would have been able to answer this question in a second.
Oh, yeah, probably.
That was 7 years ago.
Right.
It's crazy to think that the last Beastie Boys album with lyrics was 7 years ago.
I know.
And then it's hard to think that when that album came out, there was a 6-year hiatus before that. That's 13 years of life.
I know.
All right. A, we got the. B, all lifestyles. C, Shazam. Or D, to check it out.
I'm going with A. What's A again?
We got the.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
That is the final track on To the Five Boroughs. We got that. All right, question number 10. No more multiple choice for you, Troy.
Right.
This is kind of a different kind of question here on the Brouhaha. Right now, I need you to pick Jimmy Smith or Jimmy Walker.
I'm going Jimmy Walker.
Ah, maybe lucked out. What is the Jimmy Walker shout out?
I am Dynamite.
Judges, we will. Yes, you are correct. Like Jimmy Walker, I'm Dynamite. Because the Jimmy Smith shout out might be a little tough, but you went Jimmy Walker. You are correct.
Yeah.
We move on
definitely.
To question number 11. Oh, before we move on to question number 11.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched the VH1 Top 20 Video Countdown this morning.
Hold on, let me get to the 8-ball. 9 points and now.
I had to do this movie read. I think.
You had to do this what?
I had to do a movie read about some movie coming out. And Ben Affleck, his character name in the movie is Bobby Walker.
Really?
How do you like that?
That's cool. I just spoke to Bobby. Well, I emailed Bobby Walker here about, you know, months ago around Christmas time.
Yeah. So, well, Jimmy Walker reminded me of Bobby Walker. For those that don't know, me and Troy went to Waynesburg College with Bobby Walker.
Okay.
I always thought it was such a smooth name, and now Hollywood has caught on.
You know, I used that name in my final paper for law school. I had to have this intro, and like it was a student, like in a student setting.
Yeah.
Because I was using like transformative use. I was saying that this teacher was using like news clips from YouTube or from the, you know, from like a TV station for in his classroom. And of course that might be copyright infringement, but I was arguing that transformative use because he's using it to teach students. So the student's name was Bobby Walker. So
it's such a catchy name.
It is definitely.
And I'll just go nuts if the Beastie Boys ever shout out Bobby Walker in a song.
Yeah.
All right, question number 11. Troy.
All right.
Kind of an impressive run here on 20 questions, with all things considered.
All right, let's go.
In what music video does Mixmaster Mike make his on-screen debut?
So when you say on-screen debut, you mean the first time he appears on a Beastie Boy video?
First time you see his mug on a Beastie Boys video.
Oh my goodness gracious. I would only guess that it was like, I can't spell very much longer.
His brain is hurting.
I'm having trouble even thinking. Like, I think he came in and hella nasty. So I'm thinking it has to be off that. For some reason, Super Disc and Break is in my mind, but I don't even know if there's a video of Super Disc and Break. You know what? I don't even know if I can even guess.
Well, you have to guess.
I don't even know if I can guess a song name at this point.
Is it? Is it that tough being a parent? I'm gonna second guess about being a father. No, but it is the weekend, and this man holds down a day job, kids. He's a lawyer. From Monday through Friday, he's a father. Give him a break. If you were, say, Adams, I could say, like, 4 or 5 words, and you would get this in a second. But I promised. Okay. I promised I would never do that again.
No. I don't want you to do that. I'm done. I'm throwing in the towel.
Throwing in the towel!
Yeah, I'm throwing in the towel.
All right. Well, first of all, I appreciate you being a fill-in here on the free-for-all. And as a substitute, because basically I have someone on the scene. We're going to get to that in a second. That's not going to take that long, and I didn't want it to be a 15-minute episode of the Brouhaha, so I needed some filler. Not to call you filler, but if you went 5 or 6 questions deep, that's all I would ask. You went to question 11 today.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, when I wrote this question, I actually had to think about it. Because when I think of Mixmaster Mike and music videos, I mean, he's in Right Now.
Yeah.
But the one that I think his best role is in Triple Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
When he's spinning and the guys get kidnapped and he continues to spin, even though his Beastie Boys have been kidnapped. And I was like, no, that's not his first. The first one, and it's obvious when you think of it, 3 MCs and 1 DJ.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's the video I had in my mind the whole time.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking that it was from the album before. I don't know.
There you go. So we learn another thing on 20 questions. You should always guess. But Troy, thank you. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure.
When we come back, we will be joined by our on-the-scene Sundance reporter, Michelle Pham. So don't yins go nowhere.
I understand that, you know, maybe Mike is, you know, you have a preference to Mike for some reason, and you wanted to shoot Mike more and use Mike more in this film, you know, and I'm a band member, there's 3 of us, but whatever, if it's your, you know, vision, if that's what you call it, you know, maybe we just do things differently in New York, but, you know, however you say.
Let's say I'm the world's greatest taxidermist. I stuff the bear, I stuff the elk, and I pose them in natural wooden settings. I have 2 things at the Museum of Natural History.
I get it.
So what I'm saying is you are the bear of a bitch I stuff.
A dead animal.
The Brew. Ha, ha, ha.
We have returned to the Brouhaha and on scene in Park City, Utah. We have Michelle Pham, a.k.a. Phammers. Welcome to the Brouhaha, Michelle.
Thanks, Tim. Thrilled to be here.
Now, you're just there for fun, correct?
Yes, we are here. This is our first time purely for fun. And it's a wonderful city. The people are tremendous, and we're really happy to be here.
You did not tell me you were going down there. You sent me a text right after you saw Fight for Your Right Revisited.
Well, it was part of our Shorts program, which is the first movie we saw. And straight away when I saw it, I had to text you. It was, I knew you'd love it. I had to relay and share.
So now, did you know that you were going to see Fight for Your Right Revisited? Because you said it's part of the Shorts program. And I think they showed you, 6 complete short films?
That's right. And they're about 20 minutes each. And I briefly glanced over the titles when we started. So I really had no idea. I saw the title, Fight for Your Right to Be Visited, and straight away I thought, okay, this sounds like the DC Boy, but I wasn't sure exactly what was in store.
Now, do you know how jealous I am right now? I'm extremely jealous. You have, like, you saw Fight for Your Right revisited before me. I deserve to see it. I deserve to see it first.
I was amazed, too. I was like, Jim's got to be all over this. I was to be late in the game. But, yeah, it was the second night they were showing it on Friday. And it was the last short of the program. And it ended the whole program really well.
Okay. So right now I'm going to give everyone some context. We went to Syracuse together. You are a fan of music and indie music, but I am a much, 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 much bigger Beastie Boy fan than you. Is that fair to say?
Tremendously. You are the sensei of the Beastie Boy.
But we have you here today because I always appreciated your interest in the arts. So you don't need to be a huge Beastie Boy fan to break down a short film for me. So just as a fan of film, how was Fight for Your Right revisited?
It was a riot because you didn't know what to expect. The opening scene had the three characters falling out of the apartment partying. So I didn't know what to expect. They tramped down the hallway, and then it started to reveal all the different characters. So I first recognized Elijah Wood. So he was 80 Rock. And then a few minutes later, I'm like, wait, that looks like Seth Rogen. So that was Mike D. And then Danny McBride was MCA, and they were first speaking with Susan Sarandon and another actor as the parents of the show. And for the next few minutes, every scene turned out to be a celebrity fest.
Ah, because I knew on IMDb they listed everyone who was going to be in the film, and I mean, it was a huge A-list for Fight for Your Right Revisited. Can you take me through? And I know I don't want to take you. I don't want to keep you too long because you're not getting paid for this, even though you are officially on the scene for Melkit Entertainment. But can you take us through the premise and plot of the film?
Sure. So it starts off with them. What happens after they finish the original Fight for Your Right? And they basically
Can I cut you off right there? Can I cut you off before you get into it? Do they show the end of the Fight for Right music video, or do they play any music from Fight for Your Right?
You see the opening scenes of the camera going upstairs towards the apartment, and you hear sounds of the original song, and you see them stumbling down, and they have the encounter with the parents of that apartment, and then they proceed out to the streets of New York, and where they quickly break into a closed liquor store and grab each for them a six-pack of beer.
Okay.
And as they continue to storm down the streets, it actually turns into this music video where they do a singing along with the lyrics. And it just looked like they were having, like, a lot of fun. They continue down the street.
Now, do you know what song they were singing?
I don't. At the end of the credits, they probably listed, like, six different songs. It was like a great rendition of... So it was like a Beastie Boy buffet of all their songs.
Okay, so you don't... Because I know... their new song, Make Some Noise, is supposed to be in the film at some point. Because I originally thought that it was going to go short film into the Beastie Boys music video, Make Some Noise. I haven't heard Make Some Noise. You probably don't know Make Some Noise either. So at this point in the film, they have gone to the liquor store. They got their goodies. They do a little song and dance and then continue. Please.
Yes, and then they enter a corner side restaurant where the carousing continues, and they start a wonderful ruckus in the restaurant, throwing people out and causing. And then you see other stars like Mary Steinberg and other actors aghast. And then they continue on, and it takes couple of real dips. Number one, Elijah Wood gets picked up by a limo with other partiers, with the other Beastie Boys, and they have two rock girls singing along, and they trip out on their fun meds. And then
wow.
I think the grand conclusion was this great look back into the Back to the Future theme, where you see a DeLorean pull up to the street, and they actually have a dance-off with the future Beastie Boys. So you see two sets of the Beastie Boys. So the Beastie Boys from the future, I first recognized Jack Black.
Okay.
He played MCA.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will Ferrell played Mike D.
Okay.
And then Don Reilly played Ad Rock. And basically, they throw down a dance mat. They do their individual dance moves. That was hilarious. And the music kept on pumping. And the very end, the New York City police cars, of course, the van comes by with the original Beastie Boys in cop gear. And they hustle everybody into the van and drive off. After that, the audience was clapping.
Wow. Okay. So if I have it clear, if I have it right, we pick up where Fight for Right left off. Beastie Boys leave apartment, go to liquor store, frolic with females, visited by the future Beastie Boys. Then everyone is arrested by the police officers, a.k.a. the current Beastie Boys.
Exactly.
Bam. All right. Question, Famers. How did the crowd react to it?
There was a lot of laughs all throughout the film. It was very well received, lots of applauses. Personally, every star, I was like, wait a second, there's Rainn Wilson. I'm like, wait, that's Orlando Bloom. It was, you didn't know what to expect. And I was amazed. It was definitely such a contrast because all these big stars are in these independent movies, which was a bit of an irony. But overall, it was tremendous.
Okay. Now, out of the six films shown, did that get the biggest pop from the audience?
I think so, because the other five films were very different, very eclectic, deep, dark, funny, weird. And then the last one, Fight for Your Right, was a great conclusion because everyone started laughing. Everyone recognized the stars. It was a great common sense of connection.
Now, did you feel that the storyline went somewhere? Because I read a review online and someone said, oh, it was just there was a bunch of stars and it didn't go anywhere.
Depends on what you were expecting. I had no expectations, so I went along for the ride. And the great thing about these films is anything could happen. And so I just enjoyed whatever came around the corner.
Okay. Now, have you seen Adam Yauch in Park City?
Sadly, no. The one star that we did see along Main Street was Ryan Seacrest. Now, his celebrity status is debatable, but that's the only celebrity sighting we've seen so far.
And Ryan Seacrest not in Fight for Your Right Revisited, correct?
Thankfully, no.
All right. And out of four stars, what would you give Fight for Your Right Revisited?
I would give it four stars. Seriously, they are so creative. Back to their original flick, the Miami Gym, the original one where they're running around San Francisco old school, looking like old cops.
The Beastie Boys?
Particular. Yes, they did.
Now you're going to freaking school me on my own podcast? Wait, the Beastie Boys Beastie Boys running around San Francisco as cops?
Mm-hmm, back in the 70s.
Sabotage, Sabotage.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that was L.A.
Okay. that was really reminiscent of how they went to Sabotage and just pushing, this great imagination. So I think it was great.
What was your favorite cameo in the movie?
My favorite cameo, I would say, would have to be Jack Black. He just fit right in to the main character, and his expression and his movement were just so spot on for his character.
And are you familiar with Nathaniel Hornblower, the Swiss film director? He probably had like a red handlebar mustache. was dressed up in those Germanfest overalls, whatever they're called. David, because I heard David Cross was supposed to play Nathaniel Hornblower in this movie, and I was wondering if he popped up, and what was his role like?
I definitely would have seen that wonderful mustache, but I did not pick him out in the long cast of characters.
Okay, well, Michelle, I will let you get on with your life, because I know that you're not working, although I did put you to work today. And what will you do for your remaining time there at the Sundance Film Festival?
We're going to go enjoy the great food here, and we've already seen three movies. We're going to check out the rest of the wonderful city and go cross-country skiing.
Okay.
And this really has not been work. It's been a great pleasure sharing my experience with Milpitts.
Yes, and I'm very jealous. So one day...
I'm sure you'll be here next year.
Yes, one day, I hope so, because I was hoping I'd go this year, but work did not send me. I only go to... Sundance if work sends me. But I should have gone this year because I could have seen Fight for It Revisited. When I see it, I will share my critique with you.
And glad to hear it. That'd be great.
And one more thing. If you happen to bump into MCA or any of the Beastie Boys, please give them a fist pound for me.
For sure.
For Michelle Pham, on the scene in Park City, Utah, my name is Jim Shear, and we will see Yinz later.
That's it, that's all there is. Come on.
Yo, we gonna end it on a 1, 2, 3 note. Are you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Guaranteed we bring the brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha. It's a brouhaha.